This is Protect What Matters with Barry Fisher and Susan Blaze, giving you the advice and information on protecting what matters the most in today's world. Phone lines open, 238-5775, 238-KPRL.
Happy New Year. I'm Barry Fisher.
I'm Susan Blaze.
And welcome to Protecting What Matters, the broadcast that helps you become better shoppers and buyers of services and products to protect various aspects of your life, health, and property. I guess it's the new year, so I got to start with one of those. Anyway, today's show features Leslie Anderson Mills and Jen Rogers of RE/MAX Parkside Real Estate, discussing what we could expect from the Central Coast real estate market in 2023. Also, we're going to best ways to sell your home and quickly and efficiently. So we've got a full hour, and we're gonna take advantage of having these two folks in studio. Segment four, if we have time, we're going to talk a little bit more about a topic that we brought up with Sarah Hines-Martin about healthcare transparency, pricing transparencies in hospitals and doctors. So again, the call-in number, if you have questions, is 805-238-5775. That's 238-KPRL. Well, of course, as we've always know, Susan has got her eye out for important health tips. And we've got some to start the year for losing some weight, huh, Susan?
Yes, because so many of us put on a few pounds over the holidays, and probably 95% of people who have New Year's resolutions, something in there has to do with getting fit or losing weight. And so we found some fun ways to exercise that are rather unusual. One being hula hoops. Hula hooping can burn up to 600 calories an hour. Of course, if you could hula hoop for an hour, you're probably like an Olympic athlete or something.
I have to go to the hospital for back surgery.
The other one is Frisbee. Actually, playing Frisbee, either with another person or with your dog, can give you a lot of exercise as you're running and bending and picking them up and throwing them, so that if you did that for 30 minutes, you can burn about 100 calories doing that.
Especially if he doesn't bring it back to you.
Well, yeah, that's what our dog does. Okay. He takes a Frisbee and takes off with it. Then there's kickboxing, which is a great way to blow off some steam. And there's an interesting one that I never heard of called Bokwa, B-O-K-W-A, which is a type of dance and kickboxing that requires you to do all these fancy footwork with your feet and pace out numbers and letters. So that's kind of interesting.
Sounds kind of new age to me.
I know. All right. Then there's belly dancing and Zumba, which is Latin dancing, which makes people feel like they're not even doing a workout because it's fun. That's enough for now.
So, yeah, if any of you folks decide to do any of these, and you can always call us later on and tell us about the results, okay?
Yes.
Your weight loss results.
Don't hurt yourself.
That's exactly right. So we'd like to welcome Leslie Anderson Mills and Jennifer Rogers, who are local agents from the RE/MAX Parkside Real Estate Office. Thanks for coming in, you guys. They'll be sharing insights into current local market conditions, what buyers and sellers can do to maximize their property investment. So,
all right. So if you two would tell us something about yourselves. I forget who was going to start.
This is Leslie, and I'll go ahead and start. Yeah. So my professional background is a little varied. I started out with a degree in engineering and then moved to education. And spent most of my professional career either teaching high school all the way up through university level. About 3 years ago, I got my real estate license and met Jen at Richardson Properties down in San Luis Obispo, where we partnered up. When she got an offer to move into an administrative position up at RE/MAX Parkside, she invited me, and I obviously accepted. She's been fabulous to work with, and I've enjoyed our partnership. So I'm sure Jen can tell you much more about herself.
Thank you, Barry and Susan, for having Leslie and I here today. We really appreciate it. And I moved to Paso Robles in 2001, where I got into the real estate business. I was a single mom, had three amazing little girls, and what brought me into real estate, I needed a job. And so I applied for a position at RE/MAX Parkside for a very high volume producing team. And, you know, I pretended I knew how to do all the computer work and everything, and I ended up having to go take college classes to make it through my career. But so I started out as a transaction coordinator, and I did that for almost 14 years. But during that time span, I got my real estate license in 2006, and then I went on to work for a new construction sales track in Atascadero, and we sold 75 units there. And then I actually even went and worked in escrow for a while. So in 2019, I got my broker's license. And so 22 years in the business, I, you know, kind of went from the ground up, you know, to learn everything I needed to know about real estate.
So you'll really know how the sausage is made.
Oh, yeah. All yeah.
Right. That has to be so helpful, really, when you know everything that's under the hood.
Yeah, I feel pretty well-rounded as far as, you know, having that experience in escrow as well, new construction and, you know, the residential. And I really know the area well. And I was really involved in our community. I was a 4-H community leader for 11 years, and I volunteered in many service organizations. So, you know, it's pretty easy to sell the dream here when you love where you live.
And you were sleeping 2 hours a night,
yeah.
Sounds like.
Yeah,
right.
At the most.
So let's start with the big picture. According to a Wall Street Journal article from December 21st, nationwide, the existing home sales have declined for the 10th straight month. The decline from October to November of this year was about 7.7%. This article attributes the cause to rising interest rates. So at the beginning of November, mortgage rates were just above 7%. I think they've come down, but what's your take on this, and how does it square with the Central Coast real estate environment?
I'll go ahead and I'll start first with the North County. Just to give everybody a little information, Leslie and I partnered up as well, because I'm really familiar with North County. She's really familiar with South County. And we felt this was a great combination for our team to be able to cover all of San Luis Obispo County. So just a little perspective, the North County single family real estate sales dropped almost 50% in the fourth quarter of 2022 compared to the fourth quarter of 2021. New listings dropped over 32% over the same compared quarters. The median home price increased by 3% to $682,500. You know, the Central Coast real estate will always remain desirable. The lack of inventory, I feel, kind of supports, you know, people don't want to leave, so people aren't selling their homes. Paso Robles obviously is a dynamic force in the California wine industry. And so it's still a good time to buy and start building equity, even with the higher interest rates at this point.
And so what are the interest rates now?
The conventional rates for a conventional loan, I did check this morning, are about 6.5%. The VA is 6.2%. And for... Let me see here.
You didn't memorize all
I didn't
these.
Memorize them.
You know, they
change. Because they constantly change. So, and for the FHA loans, they were today at 6.15%. So that's where we're at as of today. But again, you know, they are constantly changing. They were a little bit lower, went a little bit higher. And, you know, we're gonna see them fluctuate a little bit, but it's, you know, going to take a little time. They did double this year, you know, which is it's, you know.
Yeah. It's no wonder that the sales have gone down. I mean, I'm taking it you're finding it harder to qualify people because of this, right? For what they want.
Well, you have to, this is one thing, you know, we always are recommending our buyers is that before they do proceed, you know, with an offer, that they do check with their, you know, trusted local lender to find out what the rates are at and what that's going to change, you know, their mortgage payment.
Are people still pre-qualifying before they go out looking?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We definitely recommend that. And yeah. And when it gets to the point you're going to be writing an offer, you do need to make sure you're checking back in with your lender, because with the fluctuation, you know, it definitely changes that mortgage payment.
So are there any other strategies that buyers are employing to cope with these elevated interest rates other than just being on top of it?
Well, and I think buyers also need to keep in mind that, you know, although these are, you know, kind of general interest rates for today, every buyer is going to land a little bit differently depending upon their credit score, depending upon how much they're putting down on a property. So all of those things go into, you know, deciding that interest rate and what their particular payment will be. There are, as far as strategies for buyers, there's actually a number of programs out there that will assist buyers in either down payments or, you know, some other secondary loans or, you know, perhaps a low down program. So all of those things can help buyers. There's a loan leveling pricing adjustment waiver, LLPA, Cal, HFA, FHA, Golden State Finance Authority. Those are all programs that your lender will have access to and be able to help you.
Oh, that's great.
So people have options. Great. When we return, we're going to turn our attention to what buyers and sellers should be thinking about when they're ready to make the move. Stay tuned.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. 19 Republicans voted against GOP leader Kevin McCarthy's bid to become House Speaker, forcing an historic second ballot.
A conservative bloc of Republicans opposed McCarthy's ascension to Speaker and claim he cannot get the required support. This is the first time since 1923 a Speaker's vote was not settled on the first ballot.
The second ballot in the House has also failed to lead to a McCarthy win. The House cannot conduct any business until a Speaker is elected. Beijing is threatening retaliation against the U.S. and other countries that require COVID tests for passengers from China as new cases there rise.
China's foreign minister calls the restrictions unacceptable and political while saying they lack scientific basis. China recently eased its highly restrictive zero COVID policies in December.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz at the White House. America's listening to Fox News.
Need ice-cold drinks? Having a party? Head to Savage Spirits and Deli, locally owned for 19 years by the Armis and Savage families. Savage Spirits and Deli is on the corner of Spring and 21st. Large selection of craft beers and local wines. Barbecue tri-tip every day. Savage Spirits and Deli, home of the Bearcat Sandwich. Phone in fresh orders to go at 238-0141.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Welcome back to Protecting What Matters. We're visiting with Leslie Anderson Mills and Jen Rogers from RE/MAX Parkside Real Estate, discussing the local real estate market. Call-in number is 805-238-5775. That's 238-KPRL. Before we move on to the next topic, I know you guys during the break mentioned a couple more things about interest rates and where consumers can get more information.
Yeah, so those those other programs that are available to borrowers, you know, your listeners can find out a lot more about them at, if you just do a quick Google search, Down Payment Resource Directory. And then what you're looking for is the CAR website, C-A-R, California Association of Realtors. And what pops up is actually a nice little search engine. You can put in some really basic demographics about yourself, and you will get a list of possible programs that you might qualify for and a description of each of the programs. So you have a way to kind of do some pre-screening. And what this helps you with is... when you go to approach a lender, you want to make sure that the lender is qualified to administer any of these programs or help you with them. So you're just a little bit better informed consumer. You know, the other thing about interest rates, as you're kind of in the negotiation process, what we are seeing is the possibilities of sellers, or, you know, buyers requesting or negotiating with a seller to buy down an interest rate, which lowers a buyer's payment. And that buy down could be less than, say, a price reduction for the seller. So it's sort of a win-win. So the seller gets more for their property, but the buyer ultimately has a lower payment. So depending upon the situation, that may be something that's very attractive to a buyer and to a seller. So rather than doing a price reduction for the seller, you know, it's there's still a win-win in there.
All right, great. All right, so let's move on here. What are some of the considerations or metrics buyers and sellers should consider before taking the plunge?
I would say when buyers are considering waiting out the market, I feel like they're losing much more equity that they could be building. So, you know, the interest rates being where they're at, you know, 6 to 7% really in the whole scheme of things is not bad. I purchased my first home in the 80s. My interest rate was, you know, 15%. And I know, you know, home prices were a lot less, but, you know, it's when you have that, you know, that I feel the fear that the media is, you know, putting out there that, oh my gosh, you're not getting under 3% anymore. Well, really, you know, the market can only, you know, sustain that where the prices were and the interest rates as low as they were for, you know, for, you know, a certain amount of time. And if you actually look back, you know, during midterm elections, it's almost the same pattern that has happened, you know, in the past. So so I just feel like it's still a good time to sell. It's still a good time to buy. You can get your interest rate, you know, bought down either temporarily or throughout, you know, the entire loan. But, you know, historically, interest rates will go down. And at that point, then, you know, you can refinance.
Right. So what about some of these terms of art, like time on the market, median price? Could you explain briefly how those work, what that all means? Because those are some of the things that a buyer or a seller would want to know, I'm thinking.
So days on the market is one of the metrics that you might want to consider as you're, you know, getting ready to sell, or even as you're kind of looking and kind of plotting out a strategy for, you know, making an offer, what you might do. You know, and currently that's probably landing somewhere between 15 to 30 days now.
Really? That's short, huh?
Yeah. And, you know, a year ago, it was about 10, which... You know, if you were in the market, that's how it felt. I mean, when I represented buyers, that was one of my first questions to a listing agent. So, when are you reviewing offers? You know, how soon do we have to have something on the table if we, you know, want to be in the game? So, at 20 days, that seems actually pretty luxurious.
Are you still getting a lot of multiple offer situations?
You know, the best properties priced right still see multiple offers, but sometimes to get there, you're seeing some price reductions. And what's interesting is as you see some of those price reductions, you may hit the right price, develop enough interest, but that's, you know, that's a pretty risky pricing strategy because once it's out there, it seems stale to the buyers if it's sitting.
Right.
So,
yeah.
It's nothing like it was, for sure. The market, you know, in 2021, when you're getting, you know, 50, 100,000 over list price, you have to go into these offers with no contingencies. I mean, that's, you know, that's a scary time when you have to do that. And I, you know, 2020, 2021 were probably, you know, our biggest years, just, you know, and having buyers, you don't want your buyer to go in and spend more, you know, obviously, than the property is worth. But the demand was so high and inventory wasn't as high that, you know, this is what you were running up against.
Okay.
So, yeah, and what's happened, what you've seen in the market is it's become, actually it's become much better for buyers because now buyers have more negotiating power. So, you know, as Jen said, you know, they were going in and waiving contingency periods, they were waiving inspections and, you know, waiving appraisals, and that's scary. So one of the, and I know it's not, you know, it's one of these kind of these considerations or one of these market indicators that really you don't really read a lot about is what you see is when the market is so unbalanced like it was such a seller's market, is that there are, as the market shifts, there's more legal disputes that right. come up, which has been an interesting aspect of this switch.
Right. I was going to ask that because if someone rushes out to pay top dollar for a house without inspections and then they find out, for example, the plumbing's all messed up or something really bad is going on, then now you've got a big problem. Right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, the cancellations, I feel like we've seen a little bit more of that than we had, you know, in the past. And there is a thing called buyer's remorse, for sure. They get to this point, you get all, you know, wound up when you're making the offer and you, you know, try to, you know, beat the other offers that you're competing against. And then you got the property, then it's like, you know, oh my gosh, what did I do?
What did I buy? Like, let's make a deal. Door number three.
Yeah. So with all that said, what can sellers do to leverage their position right now with the market like this?
I think a seller to leverage their position, they just, you know, if they have it priced right and knowing going into it that they're, you know, going to be getting probably close to their list price, you know, maybe a little above. Also, you know, I strongly recommend sellers having inspections done ahead of time so they actually know what they're negotiating when they receive an offer, you know, whether it be a pest inspection or a home inspection, just, you know, for any, you know, unseen, you know, things that may come up.
All right, great.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah, that is.
And how long are those inspections good for generally? Like if they did all that stuff, is it 30 days, 60 days? Or
Usually it's 6 months.
Okay.
So if they have a pest inspection, home inspection, you really don't like to go past that time frame. And another thing for sellers I'd highly recommend is that they talk to their trusted CPA because you want to know when you sell this property, you know, if there's going to be any tax implications. A lot of times we get to that point and, you know, it's been negotiated, they're locked into a contract, then all of a sudden they're going, oh my gosh, you know, we're going to have to pay all these taxes. And, you know, they didn't, you know, do the investigation work, you know, up front.
Yeah.
So here's probably a question that, you know, is a sensitive question, but I think we hear all these commercials on TV about the do-it-yourself discounted approach to selling your real estate. So any comments on that, Leslie or Jen?
Well, you know, that contract now is ginormous. And
By contract, you mean all the paperwork?
All the paperwork involved in, you know, purchasing a property, you know, from our standpoint. And, the, you know, disclosure process, the marketing process, all of those things that you think you are, you know, I don't think you really know. and I think you get what you pay for. You know, Jen and I, you know, in particular, I know there's others agents out there that, you know, are, I'm sure, very good. But, you know, it's all about customer service. It's all about the relationship. It's all about, you know, protecting your client, making sure your client understands the contract, making sure your client can make knowledgeable decisions when, you know, those decisions need to be made. So, and I'm sure Jen can add to that.
So my advice is when you're choosing a real estate agent, what you should be looking for is that most people buying a home, this will be their biggest investment that they'll make during their lifetime. So you want to look for experience, the local expertise, integrity, hustle, and passion for helping people. And that's what I feel, you know, that we cover. And, you know, you want someone that you can count on and will be there when you need them the most. And, you know, that's, you know, taking phone calls basically 24/7.
Yeah. So they may think that they're a realtor on TV, but ultimately they need real, unless they're a really seasoned, experienced real estate person,
yeah,
they need to really have some help.
Yeah, my tagline is for my brand is, you know, it's real relationships, real help, you know, and that's, to me, that's what, you know, we give our clients.
Yes, it's such a complicated situation now, buying and selling real estate, that you really do need a professional.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it. So how about from the seller's perspective, how about things like staging your home, the photo shoots, all those aerial videos and all that? How much difference do they make?
Well, I highly recommend, you know, video and, you know, photos, because, you know, that old cliche, you know, a photo is worth a thousand words. Mm-hmm. And, you know, photos and curb appeal, I mean, those are first impressions, and those first impressions are key.
All right. Well, great. Well, when we return, we'll continue on this topic and moving on to others. Thanks for being with us, and stand by.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks kicking off the new year lower. Investors remain concerned about inflation and the lengths that central bankers will take in order to tame it. Shares of Tesla tanking 12% in the worst decliner on the S&P 500. Tesla's decline coming after announcing that fourth quarter vehicle deliveries fell short of Wall Street expectations. While shares of Apple finished with a valuation below $2 trillion for the first time in more than 21 months, Apple stock continues to slide on investors' concerns about the impact of production issues and whether consumer demand will remain robust. Tech and energy were among the laggards, while financials and industrials gained. The Dow winners, Boeing, 3M, and Disney. The Dow decliners, Apple, Chevron, and United Health Group. The Dow falling 11 points, the Nasdaq down 80, S&P 500 down 15. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
It's Jesse Kelly. Why do you think so many countries have huge gold reserves? Gold lasts. The value of gold lasts. How many times have I told you, buy things you can touch and feel because you know the value lasts. There's nothing like precious metals, nothing out there like it. I buy all my gold from Oxford Gold Group. 833-974-1300. They'll deliver it to your front door, Oxford Gold Group.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to solar energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Candace from Paso Robles says, quote, "Always great service and an honest team. The longevity of the company speaks for itself. They've been here longer than any of the other solar companies. Thank you, Candace, for your Yelp review. When we install a solar energy system, we're installing 46 years of. We'll be here for the life of your system. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention homeowners, if you haven't gone solar yet, but have been considering getting a quote, do not wait any longer. Lock in to the NEM2 solar rate plan before it expires and keep 300% more savings than under the new NEM3 rate plan. The application deadline to lock into NEM2 is April 13th, and schedules are filling up fast. Call today for a solar, solar add-on, or solar plus battery quote. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Welcome back to Protecting What Matters. We're here with Leslie Anderson Mills and Jen Rogers from REMAX Parkside Real Estate. So let's just wrap up this topic here from the last segment about staging photo shoots and what other things should the sellers be mindful of when they're showing their house from a visual type perspective.
So, you know, from a visual perspective, and I know Jen just mentioned this, you know, professional photos and aerials, drone shots, those are all super important, you know, and it is those first impressions. And it can be the difference between, you know, having a buyer come and view your property versus, you know, crossing it off the list before they even do a drive-by. And you know, personally have gone to see properties that looked great in photos and, you know, so, and it was the way to get me in the door, way to get my buyer in the door. So I think that that's really important. And typically those are paid by the agent. So you don't want to skimp on that. And if you're a seller and you're going to do your own pictures with your camera phone thing, you know, I just think that that's the wrong way to go. Staging as well, you know, that's kind of hit or miss. But, you know, the other thing you want to do is, you know, make sure your property is clean as possible. Your personal property is put away. If you have, you know, video or audio equipment, that has to be disclosed so that, you know, buyers aren't being spied upon. So things like that. There's also, you know, you can do, there's also virtual staging. So there's some things like that that sellers can do. And I know Jen has some things to add.
Yeah, I was just going to mention regarding navigating showings, you know, for our clients. When we take listings, ideally, you want a buyer to be able to come into the property and feel comfortable and be able to actually view the property, you know, without them feeling like a seller's there watching, you know, their every move. I mean, it's happened more than once that, you know, I've had buyers just want to walk out because they're, you know, they're feeling like they're just being totally watched by the sellers and they can't really relax and, you know, take a look at the property. So Leslie and I typically will offer to be at our showings that on our listings so that we can kind of put the seller's mind at ease. I know, you know, it's hard for a seller to walk away with, you know, strangers being in their home and having pets to take care of and everything else. So, I mean, our, you know, Leslie and I feel part of our job is, you know, to make our seller feel more comfortable, for our buyers that are looking at the property are comfortable, And, you know, just being able to bring up things on the property that maybe a buyer's agent wouldn't know, or, you know, that's, you know, something important. So we always like to try to, I've sold more of my listings by being at the showings than not. So that's, in my opinion, super important.
Yeah. So are you saying then that the buyer's agent would be there with the buyer, but you would also be there?
Yes.
To answer questions?
And I would definitely let, you know, the buyer's agent, you know, run the show, but I'm just there if there's any questions that come up. And 9 times out of 10, there always is something. And, you know, when I'm representing a buyer, if I'm at a property, I'd like the listing agent to be there just so if there are questions right then, you can ask and, you know, you can get the answers. So I think it's, you know, great marketing to be able to do that for your sellers.
I think so, too, because you're helping them feel very much taken care of, you know, and kind of shepherded through the process as opposed to just left on their own.
Yeah, and Leslie's going to tell you a little story about, you know, we've had properties, you know, that have had, you know, some hazards too. And you always want to make sure, you know, that you have, you know, those covered, that nobody, you know, gets hurt. So I'll let Leslie talk about that.
So Jed and I had a property, and it was in San Luis Obispo, and it was downtown, so, you know, popular neighborhood. But, and because the house had been, it was kind of an ongoing remodel project. And
do it yourself, likely, right?
Oh, yeah, it was. And, you know, what was interesting about this particular project is the couple that was working on it really were artisans in many ways, but they had started, oh, I don't know, probably a dozen projects at their house. And, you know, at some point, you know, the house had to be sold. And there were dangers, you know, and so we wanted
tools and things laying around?
Not necessarily, but no handrails where there should have been, you know, decking that was kind of iffy. So you really kind of wanted to steer people around those things. And so we made sure that we were there for every showing. We greeted, you know, everybody that came on the property. And I think that those are, you know, it's part of that, you know, relationship and customer service that we really try to provide.
Yeah, remember some of those houses we looked at, Susan, where it was like had a sunken living room with no railings and you thought you were going to fall into the hole?
Right.
Some
homes are just put together in a very strange way.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to this house that had like a raised walkway through the middle of the living room. And I thought, how many people fall off that thing when they're not paying attention? It's crazy. Anyway, so what other things should people know for sure? What other tips for sellers and buyers do you have?
Well, for sellers too, we go in when we are taking a listing with suggestions of, you know, things that we feel can better market their home. And again, when you're talking about certain hazards, you know, things that they should, you know, take care of as well, you know, prior to showings, you know, they're, you know, was this instant one time where, you know, there was a property that had a pool that had no water in it. And there was somebody who actually was on the diving board and, you know, fell into empty pool. So, you know, there's things that you really have to pay attention to, you know, and make sure that you're, you know, counseling your clients the best you can.
Yeah. I mean, talk about those, because being in the insurance business, we go, my goodness,
exactly.
There's so much risk
exactly.
If you have things like
that
in your property.
Kidding. No kidding. Anyway, in our last few minutes of the segment, let's talk a little bit more about you guys and RE/MAX Parkside. With so many real estate brokerages in the area, what makes RE/MAX Parkside and you so special?
Well, RE/MAX Parkside has been downtown, across from the park, over 23 years now. I had started there in 2001 when they were, I guess it was about a year or two in, And, you know, they're still going strong. We have 73 agents, wow, which is, you know, a plus. We have probably the largest admin staff, you know, that a brokerage has, you know, in our area. And those are definitely, you know, great assets. Pete Dakin has been the owner broker, and, you know, he's amazing, a wealth of knowledge. And you can pay me later for that, Pete. So, but, you know, he's just, you know, he's one of the best brokers in the business, and he's great with his agents. He's always, you know, wanting to, you know, give them all the information. Our agents, we're like a family there. It's, you know, everybody shares information, and we want everybody to succeed. And, you know, we feel there's enough business out there that, you know, we can all help each other succeed. And that's, I think, what makes RE/MAX Parkside so special. And, you know, Leslie and I, we're kind of old school. So we go back to customer service. And, you know, we really do care about our clients. And, you know, we work our tails off.
That's great. Yeah, it's so important to have someone you can really trust and is there for you. Really amazing. So when someone is looking for a real estate agent, what questions should they ask?
Well, when I look at, you know, the kinds of services that Jen and I provide, oh, and it sounds like we're...
Yeah, you're getting the musical hook, but we'll bring you on after
okay,
the break
sounds
and you
good.
Can finish this up. Hold that thought. Mm-hmm. We'll be back.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location in Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Saturday and has a dump station for your RV. To learn more, call Delta Liquid Energy, 805-239-0616, or go online to deltaliquidenergy.com.
Dubs Paso Soul Food Grill is now open at 14th and Park in Paso Robles. Fresh and flavorful, their food is prepared daily using only the best quality ingredients. Fresh fried chicken made to order from scratch, crab and crawfish bags, and their best-seller catfish. Dubs Paso Soul Food Grill. Everything tastes like a home-cooked meal. Fried green tomatoes, hush puppies, black-eyed peas, cornbread, collard greens, red beans and rice, mac and cheese. It's all authentic home-style food that's good for your soul. Enjoy classic R&B hits on their sound system while dining indoors or out. You can also order online for pickup or relax at home and get great soul food delivered right to your door. See their menu at pasogrill.com. Family-owned and operated, they love locals because they are local. Dubs Paso Soul Food Grill. Look for the big Paso Grill sign at 14th and Park.
Rich London, the mattress specialist, talks about adjustable beds.
Well, for me and my wife, Gary, I put my legs up because I get swelling in my legs. That gets rid of all my swelling. Just 1 hour at night, one in the morning, and I don't have any problems with my legs swelling. My wife, she puts her back up. She gets acid reflux. By putting the bed up, she doesn't get acid reflux.
For the rest of the story, visit Rich London, the mattress specialist, 13th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
Welcome back to Protecting What Matters. Blaze and Bear here with Leslie Anderson Mills and Jen Rogers from RE/MAX Parkside Real Estate. So when we got the musical hook a couple minutes ago, you were talking, Leslie, about, you know, what kinds of things people should be asking for and looking for in a realtor.
So when you're looking for a real estate agent, and, you know, as Jen said earlier in the show, you know, this is most people's one of their largest investments, the biggest investment they'll be making in their lifetime. So when you're looking for a realtor, you know, you want to ask about, you know, experience, local expertise. You want to look at their integrity and, you know, hustle and passion for helping people. I mean, those are all critical things. And, you know, and those will, that's the difference between, you know, finding the right property, making sure, you know, your buyers and your sellers' needs are both met. And in this particular county, the properties you may be looking at are so varied. And the issues are so different from community to community. I mean, we've sold property in Los Osos, which is a whole, different animal than selling something in downtown Paso, which is different than selling, you know, a multifamily unit in San Luis Obispo. So those are all, they all have different challenges to them, and they all have different regulations. And so you really need a robust agent. And, you know, I think that's one of the things that Jen and I bring to the table is because of our partnership, we have this really robust and depth of knowledge. And, you know, and between the two of us, there really is always somebody there to answer your questions, to do the digging for you, to meet you at a property, to, you know, walk your property and look at what maybe your selling options are, if that's the way you want to go.
Right. That makes sense. And it struck me, too, when you're talking, because Parkside has so many agents, and I mean, you must have centuries of combined experience in there, so that you have other people to ask and other people on the team that, you know, there is a synergy we were talking about before,
yes,
that somebody's going to know the answer even if you don't, right off the bat. So that's great.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we have experts, you know, and a lot of these agents have been with RE/MAX Parkside for, you know, 30 plus years, you know, are coming over to RE/MAX. They have, you know, they're veteran agents. They just, their knowledge base is just incredible. If you have something you want to ask about wineries, then, you know, you'll go to Pete. If you have something you want to ask about rural land, you'll go to Jim Irving. I mean, we have so much knowledge, and just it's a great family. So one other thing I wanted to just, you know, mention as we're kind of wrapping things up, you know, the sky's not falling. So it's still a good time to sell. It's still a good time to buy. And we have a lot going on in our area. And I just wanted to give out another website just so you can see really what's happening in Paso Robles. If you go to prcity.com and search pipeline, you'll see all the projects that are happening. And I think it will blow you away. So, you know, that's a great website to go and check out to really see what's locally going on with all the upcoming units that are going to be going in.
So here, this is not on our, you know, what we talked about, but as long as we got another couple of minutes, I know that, you know, they're developing that huge area off of Lanay Road.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what, I mean, what, I should be more tuned in, but what do they have planned? They have a lot of houses planned for that area. What do you anticipate that doing to the real estate market here?
Well, what they have on in the pipeline is what they have for that Olson South Chandler Ranch specific plan. They're looking at 1,293 units, and that's currently, you know, under construction now. They have the Beechwood specific plan that's been approved that will be coming up, and that's 911 units. The Uptown Town Center specific plan, that's an ongoing construction, 929 units. And the River Oaks 2, that's currently under construction, that's 226 units. And then North Chandler Ranch, that's they're proposing 879 units. And then the Union 46 Pacific Plan, 134 units.
Wow.
So that's a total of 4,372 units in the works. And obviously, it's going to take
time. And good luck trying to get to work in the morning, huh? or getting home in the afternoon. So before we go, Leslie and Jen, how can our listeners get in touch with you?
We'd love for you to drop by the office. We always love walk-ins. You know, we're not one of those avatar offices where everybody's just connecting through a computer. We are there, you know, daily from 8 to 5, and that's 711 12th Street, downtown, right across from the park. And our main office number is 805-239-3310. And obviously, you can always look us up, RE/MAX Parkside.com.
One thing I thought of when you were talking before is, do real estate agents have individual reviews like doctors do, you know, that you can look up and see? Do people actually give you reviews like they do for other medical
like
people,
Yelp,
things like that?
Like
Yelp
kind of stuff?
Like that?
I've had that before. And, I mean, you can do testimonials that you can add to your sites, too. And, you know, social media just explodes with a lot of that.
Right.
Okay. Great. Well, as we come up on the top of the hour here, I just want to let everybody know what's next week on Protecting What Matters. This is going to be a really special show. It's John Couch, who's the president and the chairman of the board of the Estrella Warbirds Museum. In my opinion, and I think Susan would agree with me, that museum and the Woodland Auto Museum are local treasures that we need to preserve and protect. So we'll probably end up taking the whole hour with him too next week, because they've got so much going on out there at the Estrella Warbirds Museum. Leslie, Jen, thank you so much for being here. Our audience, we really appreciate you hanging in there. We'll talk to you soon.
Join us next Tuesday for Protect What Matters with Barry Fisher and Susan Blaze. Send your questions and show topic ideas to Barry@blazeandbear.com. AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 2 o'clock.